Welcome, entrepreneurs. Welcome, welcome, business owners and all others who aspire to become successful in business. You listen to E3C, the Passion Entrepreneur. We're here in the glistening E3C studios. This is Ken, the biz coach, your profit maximizer. I'm the man with the golden microphone. They say he who has the microphone has the power. How you doing? E3C, what does it mean? It stands for entrepreneurship, empowerment, and evolution. And the C stands for connect, collaborate, and create. Today we're going to talk about my favorite subject. Actually, it's the first quiz I ever did. And it's called, is your business a hobby, job, or profitable enterprise? Sounds kind of silly, doesn't it? Is your business a hobby, a job, or is it truly a profitable business? So the question I want to ask you is, what are you doing to guarantee its success? So in order for a business to be successful, what do you got to do? First, you must be profitable. You can't stay in business long if you're not profitable. Unless you're making a profit, you're not going to be in business for a long time. So most business owners, what do? Hey, most business owners will try to expand at the wrong time. Sometimes they do not create that specific niche, that unique niche that they need to have. They try to sell to everybody and anybody. Sometimes they fail to create that uniqueness that defines them from their competitors. Oftentimes, most business owners never develop the system. They never develop that competent, independent team that will support them or the company. And when you do this, the company is doomed for failure. Unless you complete those basic steps that I just talked about. So my question to you, my first question is, where do you stand in these critical areas? Successful entrepreneurs, they must create value by being profitable. They must create a niche. They must communicate how their business is unique and different from its competitors. Additionally, you must create a comprehensive system, a complete system, and develop your team. Lastly, entrepreneurs should expand at the right time. Most entrepreneurs want to open that second office, you know, across the city or the town or the state. Others may want to spend more money, buy more equipment, add new business services, hire more people before any sales materialize. You got to be careful. Don't grow too fast. When you grow too fast, that puts pressure on your profits and you reduce your profit margin. So it's critical, absolutely critical, that you don't grow too fast. So let me ask you, does this sound like you? Or maybe your next door neighbor, somebody down the street, maybe your cousin, your brother, your mother. Not you, right? Of course. Consequently, business owners, entrepreneurs, they can't sell their business because they haven't created any value. They are, in fact, the business. And when they leave, the business will not sustain itself. It will die. And surprisingly, some people do not create the best business for themselves. They do not concentrate on their numbers and their key performance indicators. If you don't look at your numbers, if you don't know what your numbers are, your business will never improve. Let me ask you another question. How many leads do you have? What is your conversion rate? What is your average sale? How many sales have you made this year? How many sales have you made this month, this week? And what is your profit margin? And I think, you know, most business owners, they're hyped up, they're excited, they got this big ego. They say, I'm going to open up a business, you know? So, you know, just because you open up a business, just because you open your doors for business, doesn't guarantee that the business will, that people will do business with you. It's not if you build it, they will come. You've got to give them a reason. That's why you have to have a solid business. Now think about this. Now, many business owners begin, they've got the big dreams, but if you don't build the necessary foundation to succeed, you will never be successful. You've got to build that foundation. Now, I'm not talking just about new business owners and rookies and business owners that are just getting started and startups. No, I'm talking about new business owners and experienced business owners. Sometimes they get too immersed in the day-to-day activities. And often, they're too close to the business. And when you're too close to the business, you can't see what needs to be improved to improve your business and improve your company. Sometimes they concentrate on the wrong activities. First, some business owners, they spend too much time on the busy work. You want to get, the shelf exactly right. Thinking about opening up the office. How do you close the office? Waiting on clients or customers. It's just the busy work. It's the stuff that's, it's important, but is it critical to your profitability? It's busy work. They're not spending enough time on the profit making and the sales generating activities. You got to ask yourself, is what I'm doing right now, this activity, gonna improve the bottom line? Is it gonna improve the profits? Is it gonna increase the sales? You got to ask those questions. Second, they spend too much time networking with little return on the time. Have you ever been in a situation where you're going to a networking meeting and somebody corners you for 10, 15, 20 minutes? And then at the end of the day, you look at how many business cards you had, what contacts you made. Did you really find the people that could help you in your business? Sometimes, no. Instead, what you should do is work on activities that directly increase your sales. Make sense? I think so. Third, they spend too much time on advertising and not enough money on their people. You need to develop your people. Your people are your greatest assets, but they do become your greatest liability if you don't take care of them. So you got to develop your people. You got to train them. You got to create systems that will allow them to be successful. If you want to reach your vision, there's three things you have to keep in mind. Have you communicated policies and procedures? Do they understand the policies and procedures? Are they motivated to excel in their position? And have they been trained? So if they haven't been trained, they're not motivated, and you haven't communicated the policies and procedures, your company will not be successful. Your people won't be successful. It's critical. Here's another thing. Lastly, they spend too much time on lead generation activities with prospects, a lot of times unqualified prospects. What you should do is focus more time on your clients. That's where your bread is buttered. Entrepreneurs must learn about their clients' industry, their needs, their challenges, and their competition. So let me ask you another question. How can you become a greater asset, a greater resource for your clients? So, as business people, you spend time running the business, and it's important, very, very important to slow down, take a deep breath, focus on your profitability. Very, very important. A lot of times you run the business, you're so involved, it's important to dedicate time to review your results, your business results. You need to assess the critical areas of your business and make corrections to improve it. Make an effort to spend at least 1 hour every week to monitor your current results and plan for the future. Again, successful entrepreneurs must learn to step back and look at the big picture. This will help you become more proactive, and instead of being reactive, you can be proactive. So, what do you think? Of course, we're not talking about you. But let me give you an example. Here in Atlanta, Georgia, we have a bank that just failed. NetBank, an internet bank. $2.5 billion in assets. $2.5 billion in assets just failed. It was the largest bank failure in Georgia history. Now keep in mind, this company had, you know, billions of dollars in assets. And here's a quote. It's in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. It said, and I quote, as a result, well, let me just get to the quick here. It says, NetBank directed the institution to correct its operating deficiencies. And let me go back. As a result, OTS executed a formal enforcement plan with NetBank in 2006, directing the institution to correct its operating deficiencies and enhance its capital position. While the institution continued to operate in excess of minimum capital standards, blah, blah, blah. I digress. The key thing here is what we need to look at is this. Okay, here's the point I was looking for in this article. Here's the quote. NetBank sustained significant losses in 2000, primarily due to early payment defaults on loans, weak underwriting, poor documentation, lack of proper controls, and failed business strategies. Here's a bank, you know, billions of dollars in assets, actually had at its heyday over 2,000 employees, and they didn't have any systems in place. You know, the profitability wasn't there. Not the right systems for financial, not the right people systems, not the right sales and marketing systems. They probably hadn't defined their uniqueness. And so what happened? This major bank, $2 billion in assets, failed. So this company, with over 2,000 employees, failed, with billions of dollars in assets, failed. What are you doing to guarantee your success, your profitability? Think about that for a minute. And ask yourself, am I going to make it? How am I going to be successful? How are you going to be successful? So, take a look at the questions that I've asked you. And ask yourself, openly and honestly, do you have a hobby? A job, or a profitable enterprise? Think long and hard. And if you come up a little short, you got some work to do. This is Ken, the business coach, the profit maximizer. Don't forget to check out the website, Smart Advantage Coaching, and the community website, My Business Community. That's my-business-community.com. And my newly created social online network, which is www.mybusinesscommunity.ning.com. And definitely don't forget the podcast. So that's all I got. Stay profitable. Until next time, take care.